Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I just felt like, the Kings are very mediocre to me.
Right.
I'm not sure they beat the Pelicans even without Zion. We shall see. But I thought the Kings were very mediocre. And I thought, like, this is like for everything, right? Like, this is the last game with all these, like, if you lose this game, you're going into the great unknown. This could be are you really going to let the Kings be the team that shuts the door on it? That's what I thought. And my God, they did. What a trivia question. Who's the team that ended the Warriors dynasty? The Sacramento Kings. Crazy.
What's, are you going to bet on the Sixers Heat?
Man, you know what? I don't really think so. I think it's a very, that number is very sort of sharp. It feels to me very mature at five. And I don't like the Heat really at all. I could actually see them in a sick way saying, we're happy to have the Celtics in the first round again, if that's what it comes down to. But it's also hard for me to get out 76ers ghosts in the playoffs with Joel Embiid. I know it's not Doc anymore. I realize that. But, man, Joel has so much to prove in the playoffs, and he's never done it. And so it's just hard for me to – lay five with a guy. Now, Maxey, he adds to it. Like, he's a beast. He's an animal. He may lift Joel Embiid over. But I just don't think I want to lay five with the 76ers here.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Okay, man. Talk later.
Jason and John, every single day. From 11 to 2. If you have something that you're getting framed, and this is a good time for it, like if you've got memorabilia from your kids in high school, sports memorabilia, if you got maybe their jersey, their last high school jersey, or maybe got diplomas coming up, or pictures, senior, whatever it is, you can head on into the Frame Corner. They have beautiful frames that you can buy. It's the Frame Corner, after all. So they got beautiful pre-made frames you can buy. But they also do, and they really specialize in their custom framing. So you walk in there with something and just say, can you make this look beautiful? And they say, sure, we did it for the Memphis Tigers for Senior Day. We framed their uniforms and made them look beautiful. We can certainly do it for you. Frame Corner is located at 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. When we return, Chris Harrington joins us, and then Sam Hardiman. We got a busy second hour. It's Wednesday on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The NBA play-in tournament gives teams the chance to play their way into the postseason, of course, so it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You want to go three-pointers made during a game, over-under point totals, first basket score, you can do it all, and more. Just go to FanDuel.com/JSmith to get started. Again, place a $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, even if you lose the bet, to use during the NBA playoffs. It's awesome. It's only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA and of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
Ready to take your skills to the next level? Introducing the MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, also known as Weatherization Training, a comprehensive 2-week training course designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills needed to excel in the weatherization industry. Learn to identify worker and client safety hazards and use proper personal protective equipment and safe work practices. Discover the fundamentals of building science and understand the house is a system, from air sealing measures to insulation and ground moisture barriers. You'll master the essentials of weatherization authorization and gain expertise in duct inspections and learn to evaluate, remove, and reinstall windows and doors. Course material is curated from the best in the country. Don't miss out. The MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, held Monday through Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. at 1200 Poplar Avenue. Secure your spot today for just $2,000. Take a step towards a brighter future. Call 901-726-1977 or visit moretech.edu. That's MOORETECH.EDU.
Grab a free gym pass from your neighborhood gym today. Thanks to Shelby County Government's new Shelby Cares program. Local residents 16 and up can attend free beginner-friendly yoga, aerobics, or CrossFit classes at the neighborhood health club near you. Visit www.shelbycares.co/workout. That's www.shelbycares.co/workout. Family, let's get active, make friends, and have fun. Together, we can make Shelby County one of the healthiest places on earth.
It's time to get to Gossett Volkswagen Germantown, where we're celebrating the 75th anniversary sales event. And it's time you got your new V-Dub on. Get ready to take your pick of 2024 Taos S, or 2024 Tiguan S, or 2024 Jetta Sport. Your choice, $279.99 a month. Pick the right Volkswagen for you at Gossett Volkswagen Germantown. Plus 1.9 for 60 months on all Atlas and Atlas Sports. Or get 2024 Atlas Cross Sport SE for $33,988. So get it done and be ready to ride at Gossett Volkswagen Germantown. 7420 Winchester Road, online, GossettVWG.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36 monthly, 7,500 miles per year. Taos RM 05-1756, MSRP 26063, Tiguan RM 103-910, MSRP 31363, Jetta RM 04-8802, MSRP 25506, Cross Sport RC 236449, MSRP 38981. Includes $3,000 rebate, cannot be combined with special APR, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
The laundry room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door. You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through April 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract and get free Wi-Fi equipment included for a year. Plus, ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Converts Xfinity Connect More Internet against T-Mobile Home Internet at $60 per month. Regular pricing applies after promo period.
Sponsored by Robert Half.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals use proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscovered downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
Don't let it bring you down. Excuse me. It's Only Castles Burning. A little Neil Young, long-distance dedication to Golden State Warriors fans.
Well, all right, since you began there, it reminds me a little bit. Obviously, the Warriors had the advantage that they won, what, 4 titles? But it does. It's pretty good. It reminds me a little bit of the end of the Core 4 era in that, like, everyone now, a lot of it, got to blow it up, got to blow it up. By all accounts, they want to get under the tax, and so they can do that by letting Chris Paul walk and bringing Clay back on a reduced deal. And like, I'd like to keep watching. I guess if you've got Steph Curry, Draymond Green, you know, the cast that they have, Andrew Wiggins, and then they've got some young players. No, they're not going to win a title next year. It doesn't appear. But don't you just like just enjoy being good and watching Steph play? I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, can you be good is the question. You know, they're the 10 seed and got blown out. And so, like, in another era, they wouldn't even play postseason basketball. So I think when teams think, you know, it's good to be – I'm a guy who thinks it's good to be good, but that doesn't mean 10th out of 15 teams. I had the same thought about the grit and end of the grit and grind Grizzlies era. You know, one of the different eras that the Grizzlies had already moved on from Tony Allen and Zach Randolph. So they tried to shift to something different and broke up their core before then. And then once they realized they couldn't really be a competitive playoff team, they just broke the whole thing up. And are the Warriors at the point now where they can't be a competitive playoff team? The other comp I thought about was Dallas with Dirk. You know, they only won the one title, but after that, they could have moved Dirk, but they just kept Dirk till the end because he's Dirk. Well, Dirk's one guy. And so I could see Steph Curry in the Dirk role if he's just here until the Wilson, you know, whatever happens around him, he's just here until he's ready to stop playing. But are you going to do that with three guys? I wonder about it. It's a tricky situation. I think both losses last night were particularly interesting. And the Warriors one, like, it's not – I don't see this as an easy transition to something that's going to be really good but still with, like, these guys on it. And so you could keep them together and just, like, be a mediocre team for two or three more years. And maybe that is the way to go because those guys mean so much. But – you know, I wonder about the Draymond and Clay of it. I think with Curry, Curry's not going anywhere unless he asks to go somewhere.
Right. Well, I mean, very clearly, if Clay wants some big deal, he's not going to get a big deal. And last night was particularly ugly with an offer for Clay. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, since he's moved into reserve role, he shot 42% from three, 19.8 points, you know, game off the bench. He actually has been pretty good. He's not the defensive player he was before. And if you want to make the argument that I heard being made this morning earlier, it was that if you took away the Draymond Green absence, now mind you, there may be more of those to come, they were 19-10 after the All-Star break. They were really good down the stretch. They just happened to be in a fierce West. Draymond's absence really is the reason they were in the play-in. Last year they lost their first game to Sacramento, and then they came back and won a series. It just happens to be that because of Draymond's histrionics, they were in a worse position. And they do have some young players. Unlike, honestly, those Grizzlies teams, they've got some promising, not tentpole, but promising young players.
Well, that's the last thing you said is the key there. I think... And the other guys, the golden trio there are going to be a year older.
That's true.
So I think the downward trajectory of those guys is steeper than the upward trajectory of the young players because the young players aren't the same level of player.
Yep.
And so, like, can they roll it back and be another team that might fight for the fifth spot? Sure, go for it. I'm all for that. Actually. String it out as long as possible, well, I say.
Plus you've got Steve Kerr under contract for another, they extend him for another 2 years. Like, it just feels like that's what they're going to do until the wheels fall off. And they will not compete for a title. The other game, did you say both losses were particularly revealing, you thought?
I thought pretty interesting losses last night. Obviously, New Orleans gets to play again, sort of. But I thought there was real stuff. From the end of that, the fourth quarter of that game was really interesting for New Orleans in multiple ways, I thought.
Well, no Brandon Ingram, which is almost, you know, no Valanciunas for, he was played off the floor.
No C.J. McCollum until Zion got injured. When that team found itself down 11 at home halfway through the fourth quarter of a postseason game, the lineup they put out there was Zion Williamson with a true point guard, Jose Alvarado, who's a backup, a more dirty work, mobile,
role player big in Larry Nance, who's a bench player.
Yep.
And then two, like, 3-and-D role player wings, Herb Jones, who's a starter, and Trey Murphy, who's a bench player. And they had Jonas Valanciunas, C.J. McCollum, Brandon Ingram all sitting on the bench, and they came back and tied the game. And I don't think that five is the exact five they should roll out next season, but that there are lessons from that team construction that confirm not only my priors about the Pelicans, but lots of other people's priors about the Pelicans.
They may also actually inform the Grizzlies as well. Like, we talk about the center thing, you know, whatever. There's Valanciunas sitting on the bench. It's a matchup.
Yeah. Well, I just think that Pelicans team, to me, has always been less than the sum of its parts. It's like a fantasy team. I never thought that McCollum, Ingram, Zion, Jonas, those four players clicked together in a way that was going to win in playoff basketball, and they went away from it. And then they almost won the game. And the other thing, and it's sad, but it's also sort of like a force. Like, literally the exact, not even like the exact precise moment that his NBA career to this point was peaking.
Right.
Zion Williamson got injured. I mean, that was something.
And it was a sort of a strange injury because he stomped off, you know? I mean, he didn't limp right. off. It was a little bizarre, honestly, the way that it unfolded. But yeah, and I don't know, tragic. There's real tragedy out there, but it certainly was a hell of a moment. And so now, you've got the Lakers, against Denver. And you expect to go the way they went last year, some version of how it went last year. But then you've got what could be a severely diminished Pelicans team playing Sacramento.
Yeah, no, I don't like the Kings, but I kind of like them in that game. I think the real winner last night was the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Right.
Because they're going to get either the Pelicans with, a questionable Zion injury situation, or they're going to get Sacramento, which is down two of its, top seven players or whatever, and Kevin Herter and Malik Monk. And I think the Thunder are golden in terms of advancing to the playoffs right now.
Yeah. It's when you say you don't like the Kings, it's not that you don't like them emotionally. It's that you're not persuaded by how good they are.
Yeah, no, I don't think that team's particularly good. So we'll see.
You did write a piece, A Fan's Guide to the Playoffs, which I want to get into. Before I do that, by the way, we didn't discuss yesterday Team USA, basically being named by Woj, official spokesman of the NBA. Jaren not on it, obviously. Jaren not on it, and, of course, Ja and Desmond Bane not on it either. Not any particular surprise. You didn't think there was, who would you have bumped?
I felt like they overcorrected a little bit, towards name brand stars.
Yep.
Like, I would have rather had Mikal Bridges on that team than Kawhi Leonard, who they added. Mikal Bridges was really good, I thought, in FIBA last summer, and versatile, and it's okay if he doesn't play, in the context of those other guys. I thought they needed to bring some heavyweights in, which they did, but it's almost like they decided we need that for every spot. We need name brand guys for every spot. And I think, I'm not saying go get Austin Reeves.
Right.
I'm saying get a better version. Make Mikal Bridges your kiss man, not Austin Reeves. So that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was just.
I think Desmond Bane actually would have been great on that team.
It's just Anthony Edwards and Tyrese Halliburton from that team this past summer. That was it. That's the only ones who made it. All right, over to the your fan guide to the playoffs. You did express. There's reasons to pull against the Thunder and the Pelicans in terms of pettiness, but stronger reasons to pull against the Warriors, who we no longer have to, or the Lakers.
I don't know, stronger, but different.
Different.
It's different pettiness impulses, and so I don't know whether it's stronger or weaker. I don't think I clarified that.
Right.
But I just said, if you're a Grizzlies fan who has some level of dignity, you can't be out of order for the Warriors or the Lakers.
I don't think there's any, and you asked the question, whether there's any lingering resentment against the Clippers. I don't have any.
Yeah. Okay. I don't care.
So the emotional favorite is very clearly Mike Conley and Slo-Mo up there in Minnesota. But, sadly, you think they're going to lose in the first round.
I do. I mean, we'll see about that. My upset picks seem to be pretty common, so I think a lot of people are looking at the same thing. I think if you look at one of the things I did last year ahead of the Grizzlies-Lakers series, the Grizzlies were the 2, the Lakers were the 7. But I looked at the net ratings, the performance of those teams in the season only when players were on the floor who were actually going to play in the playoffs.
Oh, right.
So you take out the Brandon Clark and Steven Adams minutes, and then for the Lakers, you're really accounting for post-trade deadline, and so you're taking out stuff of guys who got traded away or whatever. And when you did that, it looked like an even match. It didn't look like a 2-7, it looked like a 4-5. And maybe the Lakers even before, you know? And so it was not surprising once you did that. I think I haven't done the work, but I think if you do a similar exercise right now across these series, you're going to see Dallas popping as a team better than their seeding. You're going to see Philadelphia in a big way popping as a team better than their seeding. And I think the Phoenix Minnesota is coin flip territory too. If they're going to have Durant and Booker and Beal all playing,
yeah. So your 2 upsets, and they're minor. I don't know how big upsets they are.
Well, I think all 3 of those teams to win in the first round.
Yeah, Mavs over the Clips,
yeah,
and Suns over the Wolves.
Yeah,
and now you have before been skeptical of the Mavs, obviously. Trade deadline bolstered them, and then their play down the stretch. What do you make of the Mavs now? Because, you've got the Mavs to beat the Thunder. Yeah.
I also have skepticism over the Clippers. I don't think there's, Kawhi is a little banged up. There's a little bit of question about how good he's going to be. I think that team has sort of muddled towards the end. I think Harden has sort of taken a dip. So I don't think the Clippers are as strong as they were a couple months ago, and that's part of it. I think the Mavericks look better. I think their trade deadline stuff has helped them. I think Kyrie is in a good groove right now. We'll see, you never know what's around the corner with him, but right now he's playing really well. And Luka's played out of his mind. So I think that Dallas team right now is a little bit better than the Clippers.
And ultimately better than the Thunder.
Yeah, I just don't. Thunder may well prove me wrong, but I need to see it. I don't need to see it. I know they're good.
Right.
But to get to a conference finals, for a team that hasn't done anything yet and a team that young, I think they're vulnerable. I think the first round they're solid now because they're going to play the Pelicans or the Kings. If they were playing the Lakers in the first round, I think a lot of people would pick the Lakers and not, for no reason.
All right, so you've got the Mavs beating the Thunder and then ultimately the Nuggets beating the Mavs to advance to the NBA Finals. A couple other things, though, from the West that I wanted to get to really quick. One is Grizzlies, who are scattered around. Bismack Biyombo ended up in OKC. We've got David Roddy and Grayson Allen in Phoenix and Jonas in New Orleans sitting on the bench. I, one of those who's interesting is Grayson Allen. Just got a brand new deal for basically, 17, 18 million bucks a year. What do you make of what he's become?
He's become a really consistent three-point shooter. I think he is not the best, one of the best three-point percentages in the NBA this season. That's also a team that, they can't replace him, if they don't lock him up. But he's become a starter, a quality starter scoring guard in the league. Not someone who's ever going to sniff an All-Star game, but certainly a good role player starter as a four spacer around better players. I still think I may have reputation's too strong because no one cares, but it probably seemed like I was very anti Grayson Allen when he was here. I used to like him as well as Desmond Bane or D'Anthony Melton,
right.
And I still don't. I still rank him third among those 3 players, but that doesn't mean he's not good.
The other prism through which you looked at this the playoffs was how any of this could end up shaking out for the Grizzlies and players who might possibly end up on the Grizzlies. I think Kevon Looney is a guy who Golden State will walk away from in their desire to get under the tax. But the one who's really interesting is someone you've identified for a long time because of Minnesota's looming financial problems, Naz Reid.
Yeah, I mean, the issue there is that he is under contract, so it would have to be a trade. And his salary is such that it does not fit into the Grizzlies' Steven Adams trade exception. So there's only so much the Grizzlies could do to give Minnesota financial relief in a trade. You know, you could a little bit around the margins, but I think if they decide we're trading Naz Reid and their goal is to cut money, they can find a better deal for Naz Reid. Now, if they decide we're trading Naz Reid and we want to add shooting and we want to do other, just tweak our basketball formula, now you're talking like you could, like, let's have a, like, you know, Naz Reid, Luke Kennard discussion and that kind of thing. And so I think there are paths where that could be interesting, but it's not the most obvious one.
All right. Turning to the East, if we're being petty.
There's not as much pettiness going in. You know, it's the East. It's out there, over there.
Right. You're willing to still hold a grudge against Cleveland for the Rock and Roll Museum?
Yeah, I have mixed feelings on that. My pettiness impulse is strong in terms of them having the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I'm a fan of J.B. Bickerstaff, and I would like to see the way they constructed their team work. I think it's probably not going to work, but I'd kind of like to see it work.
Okay. So in terms of who you like the 76ers, obviously, to win and then to play the Knicks and then to beat the Knicks and then to beat the Bucks. And the Bucks, meanwhile, will have beaten the Pacers without Giannis, maybe, or without Giannis for part of that series. Let's start with that one. Bucks, Pacers, Giannis. That game's not till Sunday. They've already said he won't play.
Yeah, the Pacers could very well upset the Bucks if Giannis misses a big chunk of that series, or all of it, certainly. But the Pacers, I mean, that Pacers team is a pretty low wattage playoff team right now. And so, you know, they still got Damian Lillard, they still got Chris Middleton, they still got Brook Lopez, they still got some muscle memory of a team that's won a title a couple of years ago. I'm not assuming Giannis misses the whole series. And so I have a hard time picking the Pacers to beat the Bucks, even though I think the Bucks are very vulnerable.
But you like the Sixers over the Knicks and then the Sixers over the Bucks. You are persuaded by this Sixers team.
I think if this were like the NCAA tournament and we had a committee and we were just picking the best teams and seeing them based on who's the best team as you enter the playoffs,
right?
I think Philadelphia would be the second team in the East. I think if you just judge the teams by the teams they're going to put on the floor starting this week, I think Philly would be the second-ranked team in the East.
All right, so you've got Sixers against the Celtics having beat Cleveland, who beat Orlando in your scenario. Sixers versus Celtics. Celtics advance to the title, to the finals to play Denver. And who wins, Chris?
I'm going to go with the Celtics. I'm not super confident about that. I just think there's reasons to doubt Boston just because of the way the team was constructed. But you got to acknowledge what's happening here. They are running away with the league. They have the number one offense, number two defense. They won the East by 14 games. They get the best record in the league. They have all the markers of a title team.
And then if you look at the East, it is much more interesting in terms of what might happen, which of these teams might blow up, and how that might shake out for the Grizzlies. Who would be high on the list there?
I mean, I've talked about Wendell Carter too much at this point for something that probably won't happen, because most things probably won't happen.
Right.
But that's an obvious guy. Orlando, if they decide we got to have less front court, more back court, more shooting, less whatever, I think he could be in play. Isaiah Hartenstein, who's been the starting center for the Knicks for a lot of the year because of Mitchell Robinson's injury. Mitchell Robinson's back. He's going to be a free agent. He's actually a player that Jaren Jackson Jr. talked about on the Chris Vernon show this week. So that's someone of interest. I almost think the way Zach Kleiman was talking, even if they could trade for someone as good as Cleveland's Jared Allen, I don't know if they would. I don't know if they want, because that's someone who's not situational. That was someone you lock in and think this is what we're doing. But in terms of quality of player and quality of contract, if the Cleveland breaks up, I think you've got to take a look at him if he becomes available. And there's probably some others I'm forgetting.
I think you mentioned Bobby Portis of the Bucks.
Oh, yeah. No, Bobby Portis is a good one because Bobby Portis, unlike Naz Reid, does fit into the Adams trade exception. If things really go south in Milwaukee and they decide, let's break this up and let's get under the tax or lower our tax and just reroute the team, the Grizzlies could snap up Bobby Portis and not send any money back. And so I would definitely keep an eye on that one.
And then finally, there's a new NBA mockout. Jonathan Givony over at ESPN has a new NBA mockout. In this one, he has mock draft. He has this is all based on the draft order as it currently stands, and it will not be that draft order, of course, because the lottery has yet to happen. But Portland gets Klingon at 3. Grizzlies end up picking Reed Shepherd at 7. Stephon Castle goes 8. Edie goes 15. I know you haven't dug into this, and hell, Reed Shepherd hasn't said he's not going back to Kentucky, although it seems dubious.
Right.
But how would you feel about a little shooting guard who can, he's feisty defensively, he can be a backup point guard, but he's small. It is interesting, because Stephon Castle is not a shooter, but my God, he is talented, and he could take the minutes behind Ja as he develops his full game.
Yeah, it's interesting. Castle and Reed are different kind of players, and yet similar kind of players at the same time. Like, positionally, they're similar. They're both sort of combo guards. They have some versatility. They both measure out well defensively in terms of, like, production. But it's easy to see Castle's defense translate to the NBA. There's reason to wonder about Reed Shepherd's defense translating to the NBA because the athleticism differences. There's a question about how much either can really play on the ball as sort of a nominal point guard at times. But I would say, I have a lot of interest in both of those players for the Grizzlies. I think even though the Grizzlies have their backcourt locked up for like the next 4 years, I think, with Morant and Bane, you know, there's a lot of minutes to go around. It's 96 minutes just in the backcourt. And I think, I don't know how long Marcus Smart, even if the Grizzlies are in love with Marcus Smart and he's back next season, I don't think he's here 3 years from now.
Right.
So I think those are players who could step into that Smart role. You know, give them a year of understudy or whatever, then you step into a pretty major role. And so I would take both of those players very seriously as potential Grizzlies targets.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
I'm highly intrigued by both of them as well. We're going to talk to Sam Hardiman next from the Daily Memphian. Before then, I will tell you the NBA play-in tournament gives chance to play their way into the postseason, so it seems only right that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Yep, $150. Place a $5 bet, and you will get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. So that'll set you up for the NBA playoffs. All you have to do is place a single $5 bet. Win or lose, you're going to get $150 in bonus bets. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get started. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Sam Hardiman, when we return, it's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
Warmer weather means getting together with friends on a patio. But where? Owen Brennan's, that's where. The patio at Owen Brennan's is an oasis, an escape from the hustle and the bustle of life. For lunch, dinner, or cocktails, the patio at Owen Brennan's is calling your name. Answer the call.
Commercial building owner with a flat or metal roof that's leaking, 901 Roof Coatings will repair it. That's right. They're now repairing commercial roof leaks, too. Or need your whole roof restored? They've still got you covered. Call 901-287-1923 or visit 901roofcoatings.com.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen.
This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning!
Or at the sports court.
Winning!
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning!
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Spring has sprung at Southland Casino Hotel. Join us in April and May for the $600,000 Spring Fling Giveaway. On Mondays and Tuesdays from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., play your favorite slot machine and you can instantly receive up to $100 in free play. Close out the week with $20,000 Friday drawings and win your share of $20,000 cash every 30 minutes from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Earn entries Monday through Friday, plus get a free entry every weekday for the Friday drawings. Big wins are blooming only at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help winning, call 800-522-4700.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
At Take 5, we're faster than you think. That means we'll change your oil and get you back on the road in less time than it takes to get over from the express lane to the exit ramp. Just sit back and relax while our fast, friendly team does all the work. Take 5, the stay-in-your-car 10-minute oil change.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With a super low down payment, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com.
Down payments vary. Does not mean savings. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem.
I like the way this sounds.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah, the Frame Corner is the place to go for custom framing. You can walk in and buy a frame as well, but what they do is their specialty. They will take whatever it is you bring in there, whether it's sports memorabilia, whether it's a diploma, whatever it is, and they do custom framing and make it look spectacular. 5035 Park Avenue. It is framecornermemphis.com. Joined now by Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian. At Twitter or X, at Sam Hardiman. You can read his stuff over at the Daily Memphian. What explained the musical choice today, Sam? You seem stymied.
I would just say,
yes.
I'm really stymied, Jeff. I would just say, you know, there are those out there where I think I'm living rent-free.
Okay.
And just wanted to shout them out today.
All right, that's good. You and I both went to the mayor's 100-day address, 100-day, although he said it was 107 days since he was actually sworn in as the new mayor of the city of Memphis. And the big news to come out of that, I want to talk about the address generally in a moment, but the big news to come out of that is he announced that he will be asking for a tax increase. You've got additional news that you brought, whatever, that you've just published this morning about a request from the schools tour for the mayor. But let's just talk about the fact that he came out and said he asked was going to ask for a tax increase. Was this expected? What did you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, it was, if you'd been, you know, sort of watching closely and covering municipal finance closely, you would have expected that the mayor might ask a tax increase. When we spoke last week about the story I wrote about his first 100 days, my question to him in that interview was how much of a tax increase. And because he's growing more and more good at ducking and dodging, he would not even grant the premise of the question largely at the time. And he wanted to break the news his way. And he faces a city where, as we know, and we'll discuss, there's a lot of needs, right? And revenue at this time doesn't make the needs. He also has this macro thing bearing down on him beyond inflation. The city of Memphis budget, like major cities throughout the country these past 3-4 years, has been majorly bailed out by unprecedented stimulus money from the federal government. And that money, the last batch of it, has to be spent by the end of this year. And so some of the holes that would have existed in previous budgets under Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland's administration weren't holes because of $200-plus million in stimulus money that the city got in two separate packages during the COVID era. And now that money's drying up, and the city has, as the mayor told the media last night, when he did a gaggle out their speech, they have at least a $30 million shortfall. And the only two ways to cover a shortfall is you go raid the rainy day fund, which the city already did last week, as we discussed, for a $10 million shortfall this year, or you raise revenue. And the only real way that the city of Memphis can raise revenue, unless short of auctioning off, you know, assets, is property taxes. Can't raise sales tax. There's no income tax. And so that's what's happening. And so I make of it of, in his first budget, this new mayor has a lot of things to worry about. And rather than cut, so he doesn't, and you can also cut expenses, but rather than cut, he's trying to at least, you know, invest and keep the status quo the best he can, it seems.
The shortfall, is there... obviously, it suggests that the incoming the revenues don't equal the outgoing revenue. But is there a particular reason for that? And I was interested. You asked him about a question, and particularly about funding the police, that they are funded at a certain level now at 2,500 officers or something, and yet there are not 2,500 officers. Is there room to massage that?
Yeah, I mean, and that was a question. You know, I mean, most of the city departments, and I don't want to say all because I haven't looked, you know, that closely at all departments, but most of the city departments have a budgeted complement, which means just the amount of people you're authorized to hire, right, has more people than you actually have on the staff. And as we know, and as we've discussed before, the city of Memphis has struggled to keep the officer headcount above 2,000 officers. I think we're about 1,917 and change right now in terms of total officers. And the city, I think, typically budgets between 2,400 and 2,500 officers. And typically that extra money is really used for overtime, because if you're budgeting for 2,400 officers and that's the need you have, you're using overtime to paper that over, essentially. And, you know, as some at City Hall would say, you know, particularly on the city council, there's skepticism of that budgeted complement number in terms of what that money eventually goes to. And so, you know, as he said, you know, that it's on the table to sort of massage down the amount of money budgeted for the police department. That is not a cutting the police department. That is not defunding the police. That is simply looking and saying, is there a little bit we can trim here? Because we need to trim everywhere.
So you have a story this morning up, just broke, that the Memphis City Schools asking for $25 million for infrastructure. Is that, do you know, like when the mayor yesterday said that there's a $30 million shortfall that they were looking at, do you think that includes the $25 million that they might be giving to the school system, or do we know the answer to that?
I don't know the answer to that, and I think that is what I am endeavoring to find out right now. People have been, while we're sitting here, have been getting text messages from me and phone calls from me asking that very question. What I would say is the mayor didn't really hint any educational investments in his speech last night, right?
Right.
And, you know, I obtained this letter this morning. We just broke the news of it at the Daily Memphian, and you know, I would imagine that, you know, it behooves the school district, you know, to have this request out in the public, but I don't know. And I think, like, that's a really complicated, you know, sticky wicket as well, because clearly Memphis Shelby County Schools is the city's school children. You know, it's, you know, a county, the county is the funding body. Shelby County is the funding body because they gave up their charter 10 years ago.
Right.
But that is a sticky wicket, and certainly, like, I don't think anyone can argue the need at the school district, and I don't think a lot of people are going to argue that the city government, you know, shouldn't have a role in funding the city's kids. But that's a really tough question.
Has it historically ever chipped in? It's a, as you point out, it is not the main funding body.
I mean, since the, I think there is, you know, essentially, and Laura Testino of Chalkbeat, formerly of the Commercial Appeal, could give you this, you know, off the top of her head. But as I understand it, the city has some vestigial payments that it had to agree to when the charter was given up. And those are not very big, and they come every year. The city has also funded needs-based pre-kindergarten for Memphis Shelby County school students. And they did that during the Strickland administration. But, you know, in terms of real infrastructure, because this $25 million that Dr. Marie Fagans is asking for is for infrastructure, and to essentially, you know, rehab schools and make the schools better. The city has not, in the time I've been in Memphis, historically done this, and the city has a budget list of its own of city assets that it wants to rehab as well.
Talking to Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian on Twitter or X at Sam Hardiman. I want to congratulate him. First person to use the word vestigial on the Jeff Calkins show. So,
Fishman hasn't done that.
That's I don't think we've gotten a vestigial out of Fishman. No, I don't think so. I think you're number one. So how do you think this is going to land? It's amazing. You know, many people, including David Rudd, already reacted on Twitter not favorably to the idea of a property tax increase. I gather that among neighboring areas, we already have the higher property taxes than most. How do you think it's going to land, A, with the populace, and B, I guess more importantly, with the city council?
Bill Dries, you know, who is fantastic, my colleague, he asked the city council chairman, J.B. Smiley, last night, and he, Smiley was noncommittal about how it was going to land. He said, you know, the council is going to be very engaged, which is, you would hope they would be engaged in the budget process. But beyond that, I think, you know, a lot of people are going to wait and see. I would point people to budget chairman Chase Carlisle, who last year sort of suggested that maybe it was time for a tax hike. And so there is at least one ally in the Memphis City Council who is at least open to the idea. I think others are. I think that there's been some interesting polling data over time about how Memphians feel about raising their taxes. And obviously social media is a place of extremes, right?
Right.
But I think Memphians, and I think if you ask the average human being, if you could assure them that this money would be spent wisely, which you can't really assure them, right?
Right.
You know, and people are very, as they should be, skeptical of how government spends their tax dollars, that they would be open to investments if they could see the return on them, right? At the same time, we do have a higher property tax rate per $100 of assessed value compared to the neighboring suburbs. I was looking at it last night. I think Germantown has a $1.83 per $100 in assessed value tax rate. Memphis has a $2.71 per $100 in assessed value. So it's already higher, and you would be asking a largely very poor population to bear that burden. I mean, there are people, when I go to City Hall, you see people coming into City Hall to go to the third floor to pay their taxes, and you can see the stress on their faces, right? This is not an easy ask of people. At the same time, I think the mayor and his administration would tell you that the status quo is not appropriate, and they feel they need to change the status quo. And so I would say that they did not do this lightly. They would not do this if they did not think they had some chance of success. At the same time, it's very unpopular to raise taxes, and that's why you do it in the first year of your term when you're not running for re-election, so that people forget about it by the time it comes around and you run for re-election.
It's, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right, the other interesting thing that that he said yesterday was, and this is what I wrote about, was when he came right out and said, Memphians, I'm asking you not to leave. It's funny. It's led to a bunch of comments. You're asking me not to leave at the same time you're telling me my taxes are going up. That's the nature of the comments in the wake of the column that I wrote. It's a fairly blunt request by the mayor and suggestive of where the city is right now. I don't know. I kind of admire his candor. You know, I don't have any opinion on the tax property hike. One way or another, as of yet, but I do admire the straightforward way he seems to handle all this. What did you make of? I've never heard a mayor say, "Please don't leave."
I keep going back to this book by Buzz Bissinger, which is a Prayer for the City, and it's about Ed Rendell, who was the mayor of Philadelphia in the early 1990s, and the. It's a great book. I think everyone should go read it. And he faced very, very similar situations. And he was fighting the tide of population loss in Philadelphia. He was fighting neighborhoods that had become overrun with crime. And if you just, you know, swap out the names and swap out the name of the city, you can see these very same things in Memphis, Tennessee, right? And so I think, you know, the mayor, and I think you had a quote in your column this morning, he said, I'm not naive, right? Like, he knows things are bad. He knows that he says we keep getting hit, right? I think that's what you quoted him as saying. And you know, the death of Officer McKinney last week was another blow to the psyche of this city, right? And, you know, how tragic that was. And I think when you hear the mayor saying it, he knows the stakes of the game that he's playing. He's not playing in a city where, you know, stagnancy, which is where we largely have been for the past 10 years in terms of population, is good. He knows he can't have the tax base move anymore, and so raising taxes could make that happen. But he also knows that if you don't have a clean city, if you have potholes everywhere and crime everywhere, the psyche of the city is only going to grow more hopeless, and you're going to have this feedback loop, which is what every, I think, public institution in this community is fighting, is the negative feedback loop of hopelessness in this city. And so I make of it his blunt assessment of the problem. And, you know, it provides really easy fodder for the social media, the Twitterati, but it's true that this city is at a tipping point, and I don't think anyone's arguing on that.
Sam, appreciate it. Thanks very much. You can read his stuff, including his breaking news story on the school systems request for $25 million over at the Daily Memphian. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bye-bye. Sam Hardin. This would be a great time to get to Oak Hall. I was there just last week. The stuff is absolutely stunning. Peter Millar, Faraday, Cricket. Cricket has just great shirts for the 19th hole, including a pickleball shirt. The clothes are great. The secret sauce is the people. I was able to take a new ad rep from the radio station around, and she's just blown away. Like, who has all the people who do their alterations are right there on site. Like, it's an incredible store, and no better place to spruce up your spring and summer wardrobe. So go see our friends at Oak Hall. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE756120, MSRP 22320, EV6 P56033 93, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5 1041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff Allen, what's happening over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah Wonderland?
Randy, we are making magic on Mount Moriah. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and a 2024 Telluride LX front wheel drive, $369. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9, and always get peace of mind with a 10 year 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
So get over there, Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
O'Reilly! You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Two more play-in games tonight. And listen, if teams are allowed to play their way into the playoffs, FanDuel thinks you should be able to play your way into $150. So all you have to do is place a $5 bet if you're a new user, and you will get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use throughout the NBA playoffs. Bet on either game tonight, $5, and you will get $150 in bonus bets to use throughout the rest of the NBA playoffs. All you got to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins to get started. That's C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. That's the promo code. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. It's safe, secure. You get your money fast. Must be 21 or older. Present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is nominal. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. What is coming up next, Jeffrey?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Mark Giannotto will join them today, 11:25. David Cobb will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey at 2:40. Jeff, of course, will join Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow. Our work now is done.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
La 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 la
had your singing lessons cut short by icy water?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Say goodbye to those cold notes with Navien tankless water heaters. With Navien, you'll hit all the right notes without the surprise chill. So keep singing and let Navien keep the hot water flowing. And get ready for the encore when you get your utility bill.
La, 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 la.
Navien tankless water heaters. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The NBA play-in tournament gives teams the chance to play their way into the postseason, so it seems only fair that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. All you have to do, if you're a new user over at FanDuel, place a $5 bet and you get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, that you can use during the NBA playoffs. I mean, you can bet on three-pointers made. You can bet on first basket scores. Of course, you can pick the game. Go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's FanDuel.com/Calkins to get started. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. FanDuel is official sports betting partner of the NBA. It's safe, it's secure, and you get your money fast. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
If you love your meals with a taste of exploration, check out the Latin Flavors event at Kroger. Embark on new culinary adventures with vibrant tastes and fresh possibilities. With Latin-themed inspiration and palate-pleasing recipes available in-store and online. It's the Kroger Latin Flavors event, now through May 7th. We hope.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.